So we're on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah starts off and says, "Oimer yivaruchacha tovim harezet darke minus." If the person says the loshon of yivaruchacha tovim, that is the inyan of minus of apikorsis. As you notice, this is the in brackets we have these words. That's not because anybody disagrees that it's not part of the Mishnah. It's just that the Rif, the Rosh, and others, they have this particular part of this particular few words is at the beginning of the previous Mishnah. So therefore, the reason why it's in brackets is because some people put these words at the beginning of the other Mishnah. But nevertheless, that's a halacha and it's a Mishnah. So what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if somebody says Yivarucha Toivim. Now, what does Yivarucha Toivim mean? So there's two Piroshim which we find in the Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim. And Yivarucha Toivim means that the tzaddikim, they should bench you. Who needs the Rishonim? Nobody needs them. And the Eibishah doesn't want them. Yivarucha Toivim. That the tzaddikim, they should bench you and they should have a shaykhus to you, etc. And that is Darkim Minus. Why is it Darkim Minus? Because everybody's mechuyav to bench the Eibishah. The Eibishah created the entire world, the Kvodai, and every single creature and every person in the world is supposed to bench the Eibishah, and it's not just for the tzaddikim. So that's one pirush. Another pirush is that Yivaruch HaTovim means those who it's good for them. Yivaruch HaTovim, they should bench those who for them things are going good, who are satisfied and are full. The word is in Hebrew is Sveim. Those who are surveying, are satisfied, they should bench you. Those who are doing it, everything's going well. Oh, so that's, they should bench you. And that is Darkim Minus. Why is it Darkim Minus? Because it's a myth interpretation of the meaning of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, V'chalto v'savoto v'rachto. So you should eat and satisfied. Satisfied. Oh, then is v'rachto. But those who are not satisfied, they don't have to make a bracha. And so that's Pashat Apikursus, because it's like Tzedukim. It's a different gears, a different version says it's that archive of Tzedukim, that they go only the Torah Shabbat, but don't learn the Torah Shabbat. That everybody, anytime amount you're supposed to eat, you're supposed to make a bracha, not just when you're full and satisfied. Even if you just eat a bit, you have to make a bracha. There's another pirush that with the word Toivim is the plural, so therefore it looks like he's referring to the Eibishter as Tovim, and you're referring to the Eibishter in a plural, which is the union of two Rishuyas, of two forces. So therefore, it can be mistaken to say that you're benching the Eibishter who is Tov, and you call him Tovim. Why Tovim? Because there's a duality there, not just singular. Anyway, there's Darki Minus. Next. However, if somebody goes and there's a shliach tzibur in front of the chazan, the Torah, and he makes a mistake, and doesn't know how to continue the shemesh. Don't forget, we have times of the sidurim. So therefore, your person makes a mistake, can't remember which bracha is on for, etc. Yaver achat tachto. So somebody else should go and take over and continue the shemesh from where he left off. And then he says, the lo yehi sarba ba isashor, that at that time, if somebody's asked to go and be the shliach tzibur, he shouldn't refuse. Ordinarily, you should refuse initially, as we'll learn soon. But in this case, when it's in the middle of the Shemini Esrei, that's not the time to start making these behaviors of refusing and have to be asked again, etc. So we get lo yehi sarba ba isashor. Okay. Now, what happens is he goes up to take over from the shliach tzibur, mehechen u'maschil. From where does he start? The person who's in the middle of saying Shnei Esrei, and then he got stuck in the middle. So where should he start now? Maybe he's in the middle of a bracha. Should he just start, continue off from where he's on from the middle of the bracha? Or what should he do? So he says, so the Mishnah says, Mitchilas ha-bracha shetor zeh, that he should, from the beginning of the bracha, that one made a mistake. So for instance, in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and he made a mistake there in the middle, he got stuck in the middle. So you shouldn't start in the middle of the bracha from the words which he got right, then he forgot the ending of it. Therefore, So you go back to start from the beginning of the bracha. So you don't start from the beginning of the Shemini Esrei again. No, you don't need to start. You start from the middle of Shemini Esrei, but from the beginning of that bracha, in which that person made a mistake, or if he skipped out a bracha, so he skipped out a bracha, so you start from the bracha which the person skipped out. Okay, so that's one din, right? Then there's another din, ha'evil of nateva. So it's a bit connected because he's talking about person getting mixed up when he's a shliach tzibur. Ha'evil of nateva, the person who's being shliach tzibur, lo yana omen achar ha'kayonim, b'pnei ha'tiruf. So the person who's the shliach tzibur, so he doesn't answer the omen from birkas kayonim, he doesn't answer the omen, because of he might get confused. And as Rashi explains, that he might, for instance, vishmerechos, and he'll say amen. So once he'll say amen after vishmerecha, he will get confused, and he will and he will instead of saying yoyrash and parvelech v'nekel, he'll go to yisa. He'll skip out a bracha and go to yisa. So that's why that he'll get mixed up with this with the saying of the birkas kainim. So therefore, the person who's reading for he's reading for the kohenim and saying the brachas for them, so he shouldn't. He's saying the verecha before the kohenim, saying verecha each word, so he shouldn't answer amen. In ancient kohen elohu liyisa eskapo, and if there is no other kohen besides the shliach tzibur, so there's no other kohen besides the shliach tzibur, he should not do nesias kapayim. So Rashi, he skips out the word, the letter, the im. It's just im in Shokai. So if the, so it's, right. Bikitzer Hadvarim, so in the Shulchan Aruch, he explains the intention over here is that it means, because the words is v'im ein shom koyin elohu lo yisa eskapa, if there's no koyin beside him, so he shouldn't do nesias kapayim. And so one might think that the pshat is that if there are other koyinim, then he can do nesias kapayim. So the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say the word im, he says afilu ein shom koyim elohu. So the intention of the word, the im or im, the way it's in Rashi, so the intention is that even if there's no koyim elohu, lo yisas kapayim. So he shouldn't, that means that there won't be anybody to do any nesias kapayim. The mitzvah bin is battle. So even though the mitzvah bin is battle, lo yisas kapov, he should not do the duchening. Why? Because if the kohen will do the duchening, he might get mixed up and not be able to say the sim shalom afterwards. So there's two types of mixing up. Beforehand, we were talking about the mixing up, that if you answer amen, the person who's makri, the kohenim, will get mixed up. Instead of saying yoy, he'll say yisa. That's what we're talking about. And here we're talking about the kohen himself who is doing the brachas. We're not worried about he'll get mixed up saying the brachas, because the kohen says the brachas, he knows the brachas. The kohen always they say the brachas. But we're worried about that when he finishes birkas kohenim, he'll get mixed up and confused when he starts saying shim shalom. Okay. But says the Mishnah, the imam of the chosah shenoyis is kapal. But if he is sure that he'll be able to, go back to say some shalom, then he's not permitted. So therefore, it depends. If he feels that he won't get confused, then he is able to even though he's the shliach tzibur, is able to be the kohen as well. Okay, there's a few points in the Mishnah, but we'll say that after we finish the shiur. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Ha'evil lifnei ha'teva. So we mentioned in the Mishnah about that the person is in the middle of Shnesra, and he gets confused, and you have to take another person to be the shliach tzibur. So the person who's asked to be the Memale Mokim, should go right away and should not refuse. But that's not the ordinary way. The regular way is farket. It is the appropriate to refuse. Tan Rabbanan are able to not able. Somebody's going to be the shliach tzibur and he's asked to do so. Sarech l'sarev. So he's supposed to, you know, refuse, say, you know, Hashem shliach tzibur, I'm the chazan. It's not worthy of me. Shliach tzibur is a mechubed gazach because you're the shliach for the whole tzibur. So this is a covet. So he's, you know, he's worthy of the covet. If ainim is sarev, if he doesn't refuse, he just, you know, just give him the opportunity. He's running. It's daimel the tavshel shein b'melach. It's like a food which has no soul. Yes, it hasn't. Taki Einachanami is going to be the shliach tzibur, and he says all the words right, and he does everything else. But this is felt the tazal. It's felt in a little bit. Yeah, the im is sarev yaseh medai, and if he refuses too much, so daimel the tavshel shein b'melach. The chosei milk. So it's like a cooked food which you've oversalted it. It's too much salt. Because the too much bittle, I guess, also is not when it comes to things that need to be done, then you don't do bittle is good, is as fine as that. But when things need to be done, that bittle shouldn't come into play with that to stop you doing things which need to be done. So therefore, so how do you do it? First time he's asked to, he says, I'm not really good enough, or whatever, that's not worth it. Find better people. Shania, the second time, Mahave. Mahave means that he gets ready to go out. I think it means he hesitates. You know, he starts getting up, but hesitates. And Shlish is the third time, pushes Ragav. Once he asks three times, the third time he just goes. And don't wait to be asked any longer. Tanur Abana, we learned. Shlisha, there's three things. Ruban Kosher, Umu'otunyam. It's too much. It's no good, but a little bit is good. Elohei, Mordekasair, which is yeast. You don't want too much yeast in the thing. It won't taste nice. You'll feel the taste of the yeast in the bread. And of course, the yeast is a necessity. And the melach, also the salt. A bit brings out the taste. And you have too much, it becomes too salty. It's unedible. The sarvanas and refusal. Refusal to, you know, giving place to other people, that other people do it. A bit of it is fine. It shows that you're not running towards it and you're not trying to grab the COVID. But when you ask to something, at the end of the day, you know, one should. Once you ask a few times, you should do it. Omer Rav Huna, okay. Rav Huna said, if somebody made a mistake, the shliach tzibur made a mistake. B'sholosh Hashoneis, in the first three brachos, he made a mistake and he has to be replaced by another kohen. So choizel l'rosh, it's not going to be another kohen. It has to be replaced by another shliach tzibur. Choizel l'rosh. So therefore, the second shliach tzibur, since in the first three brachos, before you finish the kela kodesh, so you start again from the beginning. You don't start from the place at the gibber or whatever it is, or at the kodesh, because it's all one set, and therefore it's connected, and therefore you can't go back to the first brach. Bem tzoyes. What happens if the chazan, the first chazan, got confused in the middle 12 brachas? Chayzel atachonin. So chayzel atachonin. So if you got confused, that thing baruch pleinu or rafeinu. So then the malamokim. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Huna's opinion. So we need the malamokim. So you start back from atachayin to the beginning of that set. There's three sets. The first three brachas is one set. Then you have the 12 brachas, which are akoshes tzrochah, which is in the middle, and then that's the second set. Then you have the third set. The third set starts from ritzay b'achreinis chayzal avoda. So even if the person made the mistake in sim shalim, so the second shliach tzibur is taking over, is going to go back to ritzay. So that's who said that. That was Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Asi said, "Emtzoyes elam seder." That the middle ones don't have a seder. The middle brachas don't have a seder. So what does it mean, "Emtzoyes elam seder"? So we have over here Be'emes the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, which is actually not just Rashi and Tosfos. Reb Haigon and the Rif also argue that. So Rashi and Reb Haigon, and also the Baal HaMoir, they say, "Emtzoyes elam seder" is the pshat that the 12 brachas in the 12 brachas which you have in the middle of Shemesh, there's no order. So therefore, you can say Rafeino, and later you can say Atachinu Lamdas, and you can say Yechves Yerushalayim, and then you can say Yerushalayim Yerucham Rachmatosha. I'm not sure about Shmakaleinu, but Yerushalayim Yerucham Rachmatosha. But then you can say Hashiv Slachlano. There's no Seder in the 12. That is the opinion of Rashi and Rav Haigon and the Balamoyer. Mashein came Tosis and the Rif. They say it's not true, and they bring a raya from the Gemara Megillah, that the Gemara Megillah compares Shemnesra to Megillah and Krishna, and that we say Hakirat Megillah Mafreya Lo Yotza. If you read it not in the right order, you're not Yotza. And the Gemara over there says specifically the Chen Tfilah. The same thing applies to Tfilah as well. Actually, the Gemara over there brings a reason. It brings a reason why each bracha comes one after the other. So there's a reason for the brachas which is brought in the Gemara and Megillah. Interesting. I think it was in the Torah. I don't know, maybe it's not the Torah. I saw the Torah, the Bishyosef. No, I think it was Bishyosef. The Bishyosef brings from. Can't remember from whom. The Bishyosef brings from someone. Where he brings that all the brachas, that's a reason for the say of the brachas, because in history, throughout history, this person, he said this bracha, this person said this bracha, different people said different brachas. Therefore, the whole history is that the first bracha said is the Hatzkab of Abraham Avinu, the second with Yitzchak, the second with Yaakov. It's a ganze seder, it goes through the whole history. It's the interesting thing, but nevertheless, this is written by one of the Rishonim, but I call upon him in the Gemara, actually there's it also gives you from different reasons why one bracha follows the other. So actually, yeah, so that because of all this, and the Gemara not just gives a reason, the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, so therefore they say, no, the 12 ones also say, you have to go according to the Seder, you can't make much like a Seder. And therefore, what's the Pshat Einlam Seder? So the Pshat Einlam Seder is the Ravid Tosis holds like that, the Rif holds like that, the Ravid also. Elam said that we must say, I think that's the pshat in the Ravid, that it's Elam say there it's not a set. It's not a set. What does it mean? Elam say there, that yes, they do have a say there, but it's not a set. And the set has to be done, like the first three. The first three is just one set, it comes together. So it's either the whole set or nothing. The third, last three also, either the whole set or nothing. Here, it's not ein set. That's what it means. Ein set. Therefore, if you skipped out, if you make a mistake in one bracha, so you start from that bracha. Somebody said the same bracha instead of the same talmud matar. So you say you start again from baruch alein. Of course, you have to go. You can't be lamafreya. You can't say after the Shlaim Yerucha, you'll say, oh, yeah, I made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu, and then, so you just correct Baruch Aleinu. That you can't do. That's the Shittas Rashi, you can do that. But according to the Az, you can't do that. But Ein Lam Seder means that if you made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu, and you said Baruch Aleinu wrong, you remind yourself when it comes a bit later, so you don't have to go back to Atachin Modem Das. So you can start from Baruch Aleinu, and it doesn't come just as a set. That's the taish of the words Ein Lam Seder, according to places. And that's also the din in Shulchan Aruch, also there with Allah. Anyway. Most of Rav Sheshes asked the kasha on the das of Rav Huna. Mehechin Huchayzer, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mehechin Huchayzer. Where do you go back? Mitchilas Habrachos Shetov Azeh. So it says you go back from the beginning of the bracha. So it means Shetov Azeh, which you made a mistake. So it says you go back to the beginning of the bracha, which you made a mistake. It doesn't have to go back according to Rav Huna. You have to go back to the beginning of the set to Atachayin. Not in the beginning of the bracha, which you made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu. You have to go back to Atachayin, and it says in Mishnah Feresh because Habracha Shetova. The kids said Tiyufta Ravuna. It's Agi Shlag Ravuna. Tiyufta Ravuna is Hakash Ravuna. So the Gemara says no. Amalach Ravuna Ruhari will tell you Emtzoyes Kol Chada Birchas Aninu. When the Mishnah, in the language of the Mishnah calls it one bracha, because it's the middle ones which are Bekoshes Tracha. So he calls it one bracha. So Mitchilas HaBracha means from Atachayinen. That's a Doichik Godel. And because it's such a Doichik, that is why the Rishonim say that we don't pass Kanak Epona, and we pass Kanak like Rav Sheshes and Rav Asi. You shouldn't ask for your needs. You have any extra bakashas you want to ask? Don't ask. Not the first, you know, last week, because they're schwach. Only in the middle ones. Then you can ask what you need. Your own thing besides the nusach, which you have, why not? That the first the three brachos are like an eved who's praises his rabbi before you ask him for something. He gives him praise. Oh, you're such a good rab, etc., etc. Now you help me out. And so is Demel Eved Shemlak is Pashem and the rabbi. And the middle ones is like when he's asking a pras, he's asking for payment or whatever it is he wants him to give him something. Achrenes, what's the last of the three brachos like? The eved should kill pras for rabbi. Benifta, like the eved who got the prize from his rabbi, and therefore is and before he goes away, he says thank you very much. You know, is praising him again. Now, the thing is over here, there's a major machlokes in two ways of understanding it, because it says over here that you shouldn't ask Tzrochov. So if you look in Tosis right away says that when it says you shouldn't ask Tzrochov, that means you shouldn't, it's personal Tzrochov, but Tzorchei Rabim, you're allowed to ask Tzorchei Rabim. He says, the Raya would say, Zachreinu L'chaim, would say, Febrocha V'sholem. So we see that he would do ask Bakoshes Tzrochov in the middle of the what's it called? In the middle of the first three and the last three. We also, Yalav V'yovei, so we're asking Bakoshes Tzrochov. Bechlal, so therefore, the Rabbim is okay. And the others bring a Raya, and the whole, the Emes, the last three brachas are all Bakoshes Tzrochov, really. Because Sim Sholem Tev Rocha, it's also about Koshes Tzrach. It's not Sim, but it's for the Tzibur. It's not a personal thing. Or a Tzei. So it's also about Koshes Tzrach. So that's the last three Poshet. You see that about Koshes Tzrach. I call upon him. That's the reason for Shittas Tosef and others that say you're allowed to have a Koshes Tzrach of the Rambit in the middle of the first three and the last three. And of course, that is very much negated to the Piyotim, all the different Piyotim. That you're allowed to say, Piyutim, you have all different things, and when you ask all different things in the Piyutim, and how can you say that? And so, according to Tosfos, so that is allowed because, and many Rishonim, the people who wrote the Piyutim were Rishonim. And one of them is Reb Elazar HaKalir. Reb Elazar HaKalir is the very early one. There's a whole discussion of when exactly was Reb Elazar HaKalir. Some people say it was a Tana. Even if it's later, it's from the time of certainly from the time of the Geonim and so on and so therefore and Rav Haigon as well they bring from Rav Haigon is brought from Rav Haigon that you can add in have these additions and have Bakoshev Tzrochov you can have a Vitzirabim you can have Bakoshev Tzrochov in the middle of Shemesh. But there are others who argue and say that you cannot have bakoshes tzrochov in the like the pashas again, the pashas more. You can't have bakoshes tzrochov. There's even some days which are brought in the game that you shouldn't even say zachrein lechayim. Even zachrein lechayim were those who did not agree with that. B'chol if you say the zachrein lechayim, but at all point Shulchan Aruch, he paskens that. The Bis Yosef paskens that it's not right to say the piyutim and all these things in the middle of the first three and last three brachas. He says it's correct to change it. In other words, if it's possible to change it, it's also the Yad Roma, the Rameh is called Rameh. When the Rishonim lived in Spain, he says. When they say the piyutim, he writes a tshuva to somebody. It's true that I'm there and I don't stop them because I know I can't stop them. But certainly, I'm certainly not mishtatf in the piyutim, he's not mishtatf in piyutim. That's a different piyutim. Let me show you. But the chalafim. So there is many rishonim who disagree. I have to say that you cannot have any piyutim, and the Shulchan Aruch is. He he says that you shouldn't have piyutim in the Sholosh Hashanos and Achronos. The Ramban says it's okay, one can have. So that's a major machlokes and different shinuyim and hagim. And the same thing, a similar type of machlokes is also benegeya to in the yotzris. In the middle of the yotzris, can you say all these piyutim, which we in Lubavitch, we don't say these piyutim in the middle of the yotzris, but there is the kruvets and others, as by other Ashkenazim, they have lots of yotzris which have in the which you have also in the yotzris. You have different piyutim, and there's again, there it's even the tur. He disagrees with the yotzris disagrees with piyutim in the yotzir over the beir cheshecha. With that he disagrees, and in the shemnasher he's makel the tur, and he says it's okay to say it. Kol ponim. But basically, you have this, the Ramah says, and the Ramah says it's okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's not. It's all based on this. Ton Rabbanu learned the story of the town of Jeruk, and they were playing Rebbe Lezer. He went to be the Shlich Tzibin in front of Rebbe Lezer. Well, you mind Rech Yosef Medayin, he was saying the tefillahs, he was adding in all these extra things he was saying. So it's too much. Omer Tamid Rabbeinu, Kama Arachun Zeh, it's so long. Omer Lehem, Klum Marech Yosef Mishra Rabbeinu. What? Well, he's davening too long? What do you mean too long? It's not just too long. Mishra Rabbeinu davened for 40 days. He was down for 40 days and 40 nights. Therefore, you can be mitre. It's fine to be mitre and ask for more and more things. Sure, my sibtam of the echo shirk in that table is not the time which went for the table. If Nere Blazer, but in the katzer, yes, he may die, and he was the katzer too much. Mamish, very short shemesra. He said, Omre le tamid of kama katzer, he said, bin shalayla. Omre le klum the katzer, yes, he's in the katzer, more than the shabbin, and the sib said, kail, not a funnel, just said these few words. So therefore, there's an option. Besides the beginning and the endings, which you have to say according to the proper way, but in the middle, there's quite an option of saying longer, of saying more, saying less. So then, you don't have to mention his name. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for Miriam. But look, it didn't mention the name of Miriam. So if you don't have to mention the name. But I think it says that this is only if you're next to the person. If you're next to the person, don't mention it. If you're not next to the person, you should mention it. Okay, Tanur Rabbanon, Eilu, the brachos she'adam shechem hem ba'ovah, Eilu she'adam shechem hem, these are the brachos which you bend down. Ba'ovah's t'chila v'sayif. Ba'ovah's in the beginning and the end. Ba'idah, ba'moidim, t'chila v'sayif, the beginning and the end. In ba'ol, asu'ah, v'sayif, ka'brocho, v'brocho, v'tchila's, ka'brocho, v'brocho. You want to bend down in the beginning of the end of a brocho, beginning of a brocho, the other brochos, the lamdin oisa, you teach him shelo yishchem, you should not bow down. So you tell the person not to bow down. If he wants to be mahadar, he wants to bow down by every bracha, the beginning and the end of the bracha. So we tell him not to do that. So the medayik from over here, as it was, that the beginning of the end, there's shenim a medayik. That's also the halacha. That what? That the beginning of the end, you can't be, what's it called? You can't bow down. But in the middle of a bracha, you can bow down. So it's nishkifel to bow down in the middle of a bracha. That's the halacha also called that. Hedjet is taka, like we said. Hedjet is what does he do? Hedjet he's only go in the first bracha and he made him. The Kohen Gadol, the Seifkel bracha, but the Kohen Gadol, he at the end of every bracha he bows down. And the king, he has to bow down even more. Tchilskel bracha, Seifkel bracha. So he has the beginning of every bracha and the end of every bracha. Okay, so that's Reb Shimon ben Pazi in the name of Reb Shimon ben Levi, that the king is the beginning and end of every bracha, and the Kohen Gadol is the beginning of every bracha. And Omer Yitzchak ben Achmeini ledima parsha Reb Shimon ben Levi, it's a different version of Reb Shimon ben Levi. Hedik meshamarnu, the hedik he does like the same like we do, the first bracha and the last bracha. Kohen Gadol, tchilas kabracha bracha, the Kohen Gadol is the beginning of every bracha. Not the first version was the end of every bracha. Here we say the Kohen Gadol does extra at the beginning of every bracha. Now Melech, Kivan Shekorah Shuvan is like bows on the beginning of the tefillah and doesn't get up. He begins the Shnema, but he kolis chalis shleimu lispalu. He comes with the name is Beach Hashem Mikrei Abirba. So when he finished davening, that's when he got up. When he finished davening, so the whole davening he was flat on the floor. Is it about so? Therefore, so we. So the Melech, you see, he does it the whole time. Right. Well, the reason why you can't say that, why can't a person be Mahadar? Okay, he's not a Melech, not a Kohen Gadol, why can't he be Mahadar? So Rashi faces gives two reasons. One is because of Yura, it shows Gaiver. And the other thing is, because if once there's certain types of Hidurim, if you do those Hidurim, it causes that the Chlal, the whole Takanas HaKohen, gets bottled, because it means that the whole meaning that you do at the beginning of the bracha, it means you do what you want. This way. It shows that you can do what you want. It's flexible. It's fluid. You can do what you want. So that is why you should keep what Chacham told you and not do any more. Okay, we've done the half an hour. So.